Welcome to the Project Love podcast. I'm Selena Barker.
And I'm Vicky Pevitt. In these podcasts, we explore what it takes to create a life, relationship, and career you love.
And not just one that looks good on the outside, but one that feels good on the inside.
So, halfway through the year, does it feel like a long time since that? It's always interesting, isn't it, how people respond to whether it's gone slowly or it's gone fast.
I think fast.
It's all at this age, it's always gone fast, Vicky.
Yeah.
I don't know anyone who goes, gosh, it's been slow.
I couldn't believe when it was time for another quarterly check-in. 3 months since the last one. Yeah, it has gone really fast.
Do you know what I have to say now, just having said that? For me, it feels like it has been a good 6 months. A lot's been going on.
What's it? No, but since the last... Since we sat here doing our last quarterly check-in.
3 months does go by. All right, fine. All right, fine. At this stage, it's always fast. So as ever, we wanted to do our check-ins with you. So this one is the halfway through the year check-in. Or it's still a quarterly check-in. So if you've got your goodbye hello journal, goodbye 2018, hello 2019, then on page 84, you will find July reflections. Mm-hmm. So in today's episode, we're basically going to go through our reflections, share some of our insights from the past 3 months, what we've been up to, the highs, the lows, the lessons learnt, and invite you to do the same. And if you haven't got a journal, then, you know, feel free to like... hit pause when we ask each question and grab a piece of paper and write down your own answers and do this with us. So how are you feeling, Vicky?
Today I feel very calm.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, just feel quite peaceful today.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is that reflective of the last 3 months, would you would say? Or
no,
it's just today?
Just today, actually. Yeah, I feel like I've really been struggling with energy, actually, over the last few months. And so, and I'll share more about that in a bit, and things that I'm kind of trying out to help me with that. But yeah, I just feel, I don't know if it's the weather in London at the moment. It's supposed to be summer and it's been raining.
It's massively affecting my mood.
Yeah, and that's probably playing a part.
But today you're feeling calm.
But today I'm feeling calm.
Nice.
It's a very long answer, wasn't it?
Well, I did probe, you know. We want just like one word answers here. How am I feeling? I'm feeling fed up. I'm feeling fed up with this weather. Lucy Sheridan, queen of comparison, how do you handle it when you're comparing one summer to the last summer, which was amazing? It was like we lived in a tropical country and I haven't worn a pair of shorts once. I'm basically in my winter clothes. I've got a fur-lined jacket. So that is genuinely really bumming me out. But not reflective, I would say, of the last 3 months. I think my last 3 months have been, when are they ever not a bit of a roller coaster? No, not a roller coaster, that's not right. But I've had some amazing highs, some truly wonderful moments. And also had an ongoing challenge, which has now been ongoing for over 3 months, which is to do with my living situation, which I won't bore people with for too much, but I will touch on it later. So yeah, there's a mixture of like, as I reflect back on the past 3 months, wow, lots of great things have been happening. But also to acknowledge that there's been a real challenge, which is I need to just do a bit of like self-cuddling and just to acknowledge that it's been and continues to be challenging. And so, yeah, I feel like I need to spend a bit of time with me, having a good heart to heart, a bit of a cuddle and a bit of a chat, which actually I realized I didn't spend enough time yet on doing this reflection. So I kind of did it a bit like, oh, I need to do it. So I just did it. And I was like, you know what? You need to go and actually spend a bit more time on the reflecting part of this and connecting with myself. So another long answer. I'm feeling a bit fed up with the weather. So, what has been happening in your life since April? This box is always so crammed.
Yeah. Well, I actually wrote down everything that I have been doing in the notes section of the journal. I've now finished the notes section, so God knows where I'm going to be in the next 3 to 6 months. I need more paper. So lots have been happening since April. Really exciting. We just finished a group coaching program, the Get Ready for Love Mastermind, which just finished last week.
And God, it was magic.
So amazing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
and we coached a group of six gorgeous women and took them on the journey of transformation and getting ready for love. And it was just so fulfilling to be a part of that journey with them, with you. So that was a real highlight for me for this quarter. I've also been working with lots of new clients and taking them through the Get Ready for Love journey one-to-one, and also Wing Woman, the dating coaching program that I offer. And that's been amazing. I've been working with some brilliant women and I've been absolutely loving that. There's been a lot of learning, and also in the beginning of the year, it's really been the last 6 months, there's been a lot of learning and growing and working with a business coach and doing a business course called B-School with Marie Forleo, which is amazing. And reading businessy books and listening to entrepreneurial podcasts. And I've been loving that. I'm such a learner, and I've just been really in my... happy place.
I think you talked about in the last quarterly check-in.
Yeah, because it's more of the same.
Yeah.
More of that learning and growing.
I'm about to say, you know, that takes up a lot of energy, FYI.
Yes, I know.
So you just mentioned lack of energy and lots of learning.
Totally.
Yeah, it really does.
Totally. And I think... like, I always have to remind myself that you have an energy bank, and you have a certain amount of money in that energy bank every day. And if you keep making deposits from the energy bank, then of course, if you keep going overdrawn, which I think I keep doing, then of course it's going to cost you in terms of your energy. And, and so that's really what I've been working on. I've been reading a book called Flow Living by Elisa Vitti, and learning about cycle syncing and looking at, this topic is so fascinating. I'd love to interview her one day. But week to week, if you have a female cycle, week to week, your brain chemistry changes and it's optimized for different activities. It's optimized for different areas of focus. So, you know, one week I might feel really creative and I'm like a power source and I can actually create a lot, and then another week I actually just need a lot of reflection time. I need to go inwards. I need to focus more on self-care. And so I'm really learning that kind of ebb and flow with my cycle, and really honoring that. There's something that Elisa teaches called embodied time management. And so I'm really at the beginning of that journey of learning how to really leverage that. You know, the different types of exercise that would be relevant for those weeks, different types of food. I mean, she recommends a whole different diet week to week.
So interesting.
And so I feel like once I start implementing that, I'm kind of nearly halfway through her book, and it's just so fascinating. There's an amazing TED talk of her talking about this as well. I think it's Love Your Lady Parts. I think that's what it's called.
Great.
Check that out. We'll put a link in the show notes.
Yeah, so in the past 3 months I've been reading Kate Northrup's book, which is called Do Less. It's her new book, and she talks about the female cycle, and that our world is founded on the sort of male cycle, which is a 24-hour cycle. But the female one is the lunar cycle, is the menstrual cycle. And so understanding, tuning into that and using it, not kind of like, because at first I was like, oh, so sometimes we're like low on energy, so we just got to work around that. And she's like, no, it's just recognizing what you're going to be optimized to do, like you say, seeing it as a power rather than an inconvenience.
Exactly.
So interesting.
Yeah.
So, and it's, you know, it relates back, you know, for my intention for the year is stepping into your power. And actually, in fairness, I don't notice a strong difference during my cycle, but she says you can map it to the moon. So I'm seeing how it maps to the moon. So you've got fertile void for the like reflection time.
Yeah.
And then there's the visibility when it's the full moon, and it's like, get out there and talk to people. Like, you'll have more energy for that. And
exactly.
You'll have more energy generally. And then, you know, the going inwards for the fertile void when it's the new moon and it's, you know.
So I love that reframe, fertile void. It's not an emptiness, it's a fertile void. And it really helped me when I learned that, when you mentioned that it's called the fertile void.
Yeah.
It really helped me to see that there was a power to that, a power to the going inwards and the reflecting.
And going deeper.
Yeah.
You know, you're going deeper, and that's where you often find, you know, allow yourself to sort of reflect and really reconnect with what you want, you know, this next chapter to be about, this next month, what you want your focus to be, how are you feeling?
Yeah.
Taking time to, you know, spend time with yourself.
Yeah.
And I think it's, I just think it's so interesting because I think a lot of us are, we do struggle with our energy levels and struggle knowing how to look after ourselves, but we can just keep working on it and trying new things and discovering what works for us. And one of my things as well is learning how to manage my to-do lists and get them out of my head and onto paper, as David Allen talks about in his Getting Things Done method, whatever it is, because he talks about how our brains are not designed for a modern pace of life and the amount we have to decision making we have to do and the amount we have to consume information. So if you're trying to keep it all in your head, you cause yourself loads of psychic stress the whole time. So you need to get that stuff down onto lists, and then you need those lists to be organized so you don't just have like lists everywhere. You have to have like a system. So I've been playing around with like having a system for my personal life and for my work life so that I don't have it in my head. Mm. So then you can be free to do what your brain does best, which is creative thinking and dreaming and all like the good fun stuff. So yeah, we've both been on a bit of a, it's great to step back and reflect, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, what I'm learning more and more is that productivity is an inside out journey. Mm. And I think so often we value this output. When it comes to productivity, it's all the output is the thing that's of value. It's not just about the output and what you create. It's more about how you can go inwards and the dance between the two.
Yeah. And you need to go inwards to get the clarity, your clarity of vision, your clarity of your desires and what you want and what you want to create. And then when you go to take action, it's very focused and you know what you're going after. If you don't give yourself that time, then you're running around in a fog and just like the to-do lists are just your constant, you know, you're a slave to your to-do list and it's just more fog. So it's really important. So even if I don't actually get, I'm not sure I even get that affected by the moon. I wish I did more, but I haven't noticed a massive difference in like my energy levels really. But what I've noticed is how valuable it is to give myself a week where I'm a bit more chilled and doing reflection and a week where I'm more focused on like the getting stuff done and a week where I'm focused on getting out there and talking to people and recognizing that I'm not like a computer that just should be constantly doing the same stuff all the time and that we have ebbs and flows. And yeah, very exciting. I love this conversation. Mm. It's really good. Back to what we're here to be talking about. In your life. But that's the beauty of reflection. You ask yourself a few questions, and I really encourage you to do this because doing it on my own is never nearly as powerful as sitting down and discussing it with you. So I definitely encourage, you know, you listening to you guys listening to this, if you can go and do this also with a friend and get them involved and really discuss and see where the conversation goes. That is the power of reflection. Other things that have been happening. Anything else? Was it my go?
Your go.
My go. Well, I'm going to, I mean, I've written lots of things down, but probably the big highlights for me were my friends, Anna and Sam, getting married in Spain and me being their celebrant. So I had the honor of officiating the wedding and creating a, a whole wedding ceremony for them and with them. And it was, oh my God, it was amazing. It was, I mean, it's wow. It's like actually being there and telling them you are, I now pronounce you wife and husband, which is the way they wanted to do it, and just being part, it's just absolutely magical, really amazing. And at the end of it, a friend of theirs did a Jewish ceremony, and he said, you know, in the Jewish tradition they say that when a couple gets married, it's not just the two individuals that get married, but everyone there gets married. And we really felt that, this bonding that happened with all of us. And and I made new friends and I caught up and reconnected with old friends, and just that, just human connection and celebrating love. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, that's obviously going to be a high point. So yeah, that was really magical. I did the Bridge to Remembering. So the Bridge Retreat, I love their transformational work. So I did a 3-day retreat with them, which was amazing. And just, just lifelong doing stuff like that is just... it's kind of what I'm here for. So doing that was amazing. Yeah, lots of stuff has been going on, and I could say more, but we can't be here all day. What have you done that you're proud of?
So last week I interviewed a former client of mine, and you'll hear by the time this podcast goes out, it will be up there on the podcast page so you can hear it. It's the podcast with Lauren. And it was a real highlight for me to go and see her and interview her and hear her real love story and just total journey of transformation. So I hadn't actually seen her since the Get Ready for Love program that I was taking her through. I hadn't seen her since that ended. She just got married 6 weeks ago. So she's just back from the most wonderful wedding in Devon. And yeah, just spending an afternoon with her was so fulfilling and rewarding and loved it.
Yeah.
I'm really proud, and I think I said this in the last one actually, but I continue to just be really proud of my commitment to learning and growing and how I take care of myself. Really proud of that.
Great. Yeah. So Anna and Sam's wedding ceremony, very proud of that. And I think I'm also going to mention the podcast. So an episode that is coming out next week with Nova Reid on race, racism and white privilege. I feel so proud of her and me for sitting down and having that conversation. I feel really excited for having more conversations around that and what that's opening up. I see a real path ahead to do more of that work and talk about it more. And also actually proud of doing that work. So I'm doing her white privilege course and is the hardest, probably some of the hardest work I've ever done. And so, yeah, just proud of doing it and hugely grateful for Nova for having created it. But yeah, so lots to be proud of.
Yeah.
It's great. I like that question. What have been your happiest moments?
I've been doing lots of swimming over the last few months. I've been loving, and I've been going with a friend of mine, and we've had a couple of swim dates recently where we've met up and gone swimming together, gone for a sauna and steam room together, and caught up. And it's just been great getting more into exercise, which has just been a bigger intention for the year to really look after my well-being more. Swimming and tennis with Pav, my husband, which I absolutely loved. We played on the bank holiday. We played a double. We played two tennis rallies on the bank holiday weekend, which I just loved. I've fallen in love with tennis since learning it for the first time at the end of last year.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah. And I've just been really enjoying the sunshine when it's been here. I had a lovely day on Hampstead Heath and had a picnic and just been really loving the London sun.
When it's here.
Basically, when it's been here. What about you?
So I wrote down Anna and Sam's wedding. I can't keep going back to that. I kind of wrote hanging out with Sammy. Sister circles.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, there've been all sorts of moments and I wrote them down really in things that I'd done, so I didn't repeat them. But, and also meeting my new nephew, Charlie, who just got himself born. And then Fonz's birthday and party in our friend's bunker, that they've renovated a bunker in their garden, which was just hilarious. So yeah, just lots of fun with the people that I love. I think that's actually interesting in what then has really come through in my commitments for the next 3 months is more of just, yeah, we'll get to that. What have been your most challenging moments?
Feeding myself.
Wow.
I know. You know what?
Hitting the mouth, just like hitting the cheek, just and the eye. And
I mean, why? How is it so hard? So a real challenge of mine at the moment is feeding myself with nourishing food that energizes me and, planning it well enough each week so that I have that food stocked up in the cupboards, in the fridge. The beginning of the year, this was easier for me because this is part of a bigger intention for me as part of my well-being focus. But at the beginning of the year, because it's all like there was a focus on hibernation and I was staying in more, every weekend I would get the food ready of things I wanted to eat and I would cook things for myself. And I was on a bit of a roll there. I'd developed this habit of cooking for myself. But now it's obviously we're out of the hibernation.
You can't be bothered.
No, my weekends are just busier. So yeah. I'm not having that Sunday to, you know, there's been lots of things going on, of like amazing things going on and like having a lovely time with friends and doing lovely things. But yeah, I've noticed that like I need to kind of carve out that time on the weekend to make sure that I've got things in the week, food that's going to give me energy, food that's really nourishing. And I'm learning a lot about this in the Woman Code, but that I mentioned earlier, of the right foods to eat for my cycle as well.
Ah, yeah. So each week then it could change. But can't you do just boring practical problem solving here, but couldn't you do like a food delivery each week?
Well, I was doing that. I was I had a food delivery thing going on with the Mindful Chef, and then I decided to stop that because I was cooking more for myself at the beginning of the year. But I think I need to bring it back.
I think a lot of people struggle with this. I'm very lucky because I've got a partner who loves to cook.
You do.
If I didn't have that, this would be a constant source of challenge for me, because I can't be bothered to cook. I don't make time for it. I don't want to make time for it. I like to eat. I just haven't got into cooking, and that's just as it is. But yeah, so I think there's a lot of people who struggle with that. I don't, because I'm lucky because my partner looks after that side of things. But yeah, I would be totally the same. Hard, actually.
Yeah. I need help with it, but it's okay to recognize that. And
if anyone's got any tips or suggestions for Vicky, please send them in.
I mean it though. Yes, please do. Actually, somebody did suggest something. She said, it was Jo Westwood. She said that she spends hours, I think she's got it down to 4 hours on a weekend, where she basically will batch, she'll cook and batch everything that she wants to eat for the week. But like, I'm not a very confident cook. I could follow a recipe, but I'm not that, I don't feel very confident with cooking.
No, I'm a crackers and hummus, and maybe I'll slice an avocado on top.
Exactly.
Maybe more a salad person.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think, Mindful Chef keep emailing me. So maybe I should just
time to get back on there.
Sign back up.
So my most challenging moments, God's sake, the house that I'm living in. So we bought a real doer-upper, and we're living on the top floor, and it was supposed to, I'm so bored of talking about it. But it has been over 4 months where we had hoped we had going to be finishing the work by now. We don't have a downstairs or a kitchen. I wash up between the basin and the toilet, and our kitchen is in, we're just living in a very small space that we're not supposed to just be living in. And the challenge has actually more than anything been the frustration of not having no idea when we'll be able to start, and month by month, oh God, well, maybe we just have to accept it's not going to be until next month. And then that keeps happening and it's just not starting. And also the people involved in this process that we don't have a choice about. I've been so lucky because I choose who I work with. I choose who I'm friends with. I choose my partner. Obviously there are, you know, certain relationships you choose. I'm not living in I don't work in an office where I can't choose my colleagues. So I'm used to dealing with people who have a totally different set of values, who operate in a way that I do not enjoy and find difficult to deal with. So it's been a opportunity to learn, Vicky. And to, just deal with my anger and frustration and the powerlessness. God, feeling powerless is a horrible place to be
really
in. So that is like just wearing away. And we still don't know. It's supposed to be like, it could be, we're back into, it could be next week. Could be next week. But so that's been challenging. And with a toddler, we can't even get into our garden. We're lucky we've got a garden, but can't get into it. So yeah. It has been an opportunity to learn, actually. And I do keep reminding myself of that. But yeah, God. And it's a good reminder as well that, you know, big dreams, you do kind of, you know, sometimes they are, as you go through a challenging part, it's not always easy to make your dreams come true. And it's also useful for then when I do coach people who are struggling with people they haven't chosen to be in a relationship with, if they're a colleague or whatever, how difficult that is and how ways to deal with that. Mm. So I'm really searching for the silver lining of this challenging cloud. But yeah, that's kind of taken the edge off of what has otherwise been a wonderful 3 months. So yeah, just how it is. nothing to solve there. What and who are you grateful for at this moment in your life?
So I'm so grateful for my relationships and my friendships,
yes,
and how much I invest in them and how much I prioritize them and how fulfilling they are and nourishing they are.
Yeah. It's funny, again, we seem to be on a similar page. That's definitely, for me, it's been, yeah, the people in my life, particularly, so I'm not repeating myself, but particularly grateful for the people I've been coaching over the last 3 months. So I've had quite a few people end their 3 month journey and start their 3 month journey, and it's just every single person, it is such an honor and a privilege to be able to go on that journey with them. And every journey is different, but to go from people that start being like, I think I'm beyond help. Oh, so often people say that, I just don't think, and then at the end of it, them going away with a big smile on their face, I've got this. I know what I'm doing now. I'm on the path. Like, I know, you know, I know what the plan is, and I know I can do this. And just, yeah, it's just great. It's just great. So very grateful to the clients I've been working with. And yeah, the people, the relationships in my life, and wanting to make that my kind of focus for the next 3 months. Mm. Just keep nourishing them, keep enjoying them. Yeah, that's what life is all about, isn't it?
Oh, there's nothing like it, that feeling, just being able to witness the growth and transformation in people. And you see them come alive with love and hope and excitement. Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, and it's just a constant reminder that people really can transform their lives.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, and that's, I'm so grateful for the work that I do constantly, and it's forever evolving and new strands of it and pathways open up, but it's always about transformation. And that just, oh God, I can't get enough of it. What have you done? Oh, right. So the commitments from the last 3 months. What have you done from your list of commitments?
So one of my commitments was to have a monthly dream date with myself. I was starting to think of interesting locations I could go and have these dream dates. So one of them was at the Wolseley, that was at the beginning of the year. That was such a highlight of that last quarter, taking myself for this extravagant brunch date on a Monday morning.
My God,
dreaming
amazing.
Of the future.
Amazing.
This time, I did take myself to a lovely cafe. It wasn't quite the Wolseley, because you can't do that every month. I gave myself a bit of time to imagine myself in the future and dreams I want to make happen over the next few years, write it down and just be in that place of possibility. Another thing that was on my list was to complete B School, the business course that we talked about before with Marie Forleo. There's one module that I need to do, module 6, the final one, but nearly there, about 80% done with the course, which is great. And then to carry on with weekly exercise and putting it in the calendar, doing things like swimming and tennis, which I've been loving and doing. There's only 1 week that I didn't do any exercise because I had lower back pain. Mm-hmm. And so I've been doing more stretching. I was doing more stretching that week. So I'm apart from the last module of that course, I think I've been pretty good with...
You are much better at this than I am. I'm so bad. I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, well, I'll discuss that in a moment. So my commitments were to doing more practices of self-love, self-care, particularly within our working, the way we work, bringing self-care even more into it, making space for it. And then find out about non-aggressive communication. I didn't do that one. I put it in my diary, then I didn't do it. So yeah, I do want to learn about it. I just need to, it's funny. I think I put these commitments down and then resist it, which is weird because I have so many, I've got a whole system. I think it's because they don't feel urgent. Mm. They're important, but they're not urgent. I don't need to do them. So there's definitely something around that I'm going to, explore and journal a bit more, because I felt real resistance as I was coming into the commitments part. The self-love, I put down daily acts of self-love and I didn't do them daily. So I put a commitment, which was impossible for me to meet. Like, I'm really good at self-love these days, but a conscious daily act of self-love for 3 months. I was never going to do that. I mean, it's hard enough doing it for 28 days. So it's, again, it's interesting. Why did I put something so flippantly that was going to be so difficult to actually fulfill that commitment? And then self-care around, particularly around work, I think I feel pretty good with that. That I think both of us have really been spending time on that and talking about it and really making commitment to that. So yeah, there's an uneasiness around the commitment thing and a real resistance to it. So it's good that that's coming up, I suppose. Not very comfortable, but it's good that it's coming up. Particularly, I've got the narrative, you are the life design coach and you are struggling with the commitment part. We're all a work in progress. What can you do to make sure you prioritize? So you've done everything. You don't need to. I'll just go through what I can do. I'm going to put it in my diary, and particularly the non-aggressive communication stuff, put it in my diary to actually research it. But what I'm really going to do is spend a bit of time journaling and getting curious about what's this resistance to things around. Yeah, what's going on there? So I'm going to... I'll let you guys know in the next check-in what I figured out.
I think this is a really good lesson for people. If you are also feeling the same and you've looked at your commitments and you're thinking, oh, I do want to honour these commitments, but there is some resistance there, then journaling and being curious about that is a way to explore it.
It makes me feel very frustrated and inadequate that I haven't been able to do it. But I think just be with that, and I just need to explore it and see what that's about. What else would you like to do between now and the 30th of September to help you create a life you love? Or are you just going to do your commitments?
Yeah.
Okay, straight into commitments.
So I'm going to finish the Woman Code book by Elisa Vitti and start implementing some of what she suggests in terms of cycle syncing and honouring the different weeks of your cycle and getting into the embodied time management. And that's going to be my project for the next few months. So I'm really excited about that. Carry on with the weekly exercise. But I've put in brackets, book in a session with nutritionist ? So that could come out. That could come out of the stuff that I'm doing with the cycle syncing to help me with that, and potentially Mindful Chef as well. Turning that back on. And then lastly, we have a business coaching program that we're doing at the moment, which is already, it's just began. And so that's going to be for the next 6 months. So really kind of having that space for that. So yeah, that's going to be my next 3 months.
Nice. So for mine, I have, after grappling with this, I even then was just like, I don't like this question. The three things I commit to doing. No, that's not going to work for me. My three intentions are going to be, and then that didn't work for me either. So I just, there's resistance around this, and I don't have an answer to it right now. So I'm going to explore it, get curious around it, see what comes up. Because it's not like I don't book in loads of stuff and do loads of things, you know what I mean? But so we'll see what that is. But what I've done is I've made my commitments very specific, very doable, small. So, well, not that small, a date with myself, which I actually haven't done for years. I want to do that, want to make time for that. A date with Fonz. And a sister circle.
Great.
I was like, I can do those. Let's start with doable things. Let's make it easy to win these commitments. and there could be stuff around like, God, I've already got enough on my bloody plate.
You do have a lot
to
on.
Add more. So I suppose it's just like, well, I don't want to say stuff I already do. Because, I've already established that stuff. Just things that are important that tend to fall off the list. But that are doable with when I've got lots going on. So I think, well, we'll see. I'll let you know how I get on with that. But if you're feeling resistance to your commitments, then we're all in this together. You're not alone.
Exactly.
But it is so good to stop and reflect like this, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just, yeah, it's back into that, yeah, the power of reflection, mm-hmm. and taking time to just check in,
yeah,
take a step back,
taking
stock, how things are going, and realize, yeah, the lessons that you're learning as well. So interesting.
Well, I hadn't realized the impact that you know, not feeling confident about feeding myself, which sounds like a funny thing to really admit, and I feel quite vulnerable actually talking about it, but I hadn't realized actually how much of a problem it's becoming.
Yeah.
And so it's great to really take this opportunity to step back and realize that. And once you're aware of it, yeah, it can feel uncomfortable, but at least you're in a space of, you know, being able to do something about it.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. And I think once you've voiced it as well,
yeah,
you know, with a friend, or if you do this in a circle of friends, which I definitely recommend as well. Mm. Yeah, suddenly it's just like, okay, I've voiced it. I'm now going to do something about it.
Yeah.
And you'll also hear people go, oh my God, me too. Mm-hmm. Like 100%. I think a lot of people probably struggle with that. Mm-hmm. And it affects your energy levels. Mm-hmm. So off we go with our three commitments. And good luck to you all. Let us know what your commitments are. Let us know how you found doing the reflection exercises. And next week we have one more episode. And then we're going to take a bit of a break for the summer, but we'll be back in September. We haven't decided yet. Mm. We'll be back in September, probably. So
we'll be back, yeah, the autumn.
Yeah, in the autumn. So it gives you time to catch up on any episodes that you have missed of the 300 billion that we've done since we began many moons ago.
We realise we've been podcasting for 5 years.
For a very long time with very little break. So yeah, we thought we'd do a summer break and
have some holiday
time. Yeah, but we'll still be on Instagram chatting away with you all. So come and join us on there. And please, if you enjoy this podcast, leave us a review on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts, because it makes a real difference when we get reviews and those 5-star ratings.
Listening to the Project Love podcast. We really hope you enjoy this episode. And if you did, then come subscribe on iTunes and we'll deliver each new episode straight to your device. And we would love it if you would leave us a review to help us spread the love far and wide. And if you can't think of anything to write, then just tap 5 stars and say, best podcast ever. Thank you.